Brethren, can we take our seats, please? It is time to start, and I was going to open up with the use of hymn number 87, He Leadeth Me. 87. Going to have Brother David Carabas read the manna for us today. Brother David, can you come on up here?
When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? Who but he, the God of all comfort, can give quietness in the midst of tumults which rise upon the soul like sudden storms upon the sea? Like ocean mariners in peril, we cry unto him, and he bringeth us to the desired haven, blessed haven of quietness and peace in God. What is the cry which brings this answer of peace? It is not a prayer that all occasion for disturbance shall be removed, for it is not always the divine will to bring peace to the human spirit in that way. It is not always the best way, but there is a cry which never fails to bring the quietness in which none can make trouble. It is the prayer for sweet, trustful, loving acquiescence in the will of God. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? Job 34:29.
Thank you, Brother David. We'd like to welcome all of you to our convention. It's a new facility for us, so there's some things that you probably need direction on. Most important, restrooms are in the main lobby. As you come in, there's some restrooms there before you come into the dining hall. Also, there's a patio out here. You can go out the doors, but there's only one of them, one set that's unlocked. It's the set that's in the back of this hall. So this set of double doors over there are unlocked. The others are all locked, so you cannot come back in, except for that set. The other thing is, somebody asked me about passwords on the Wi-Fi. It's one word, community center, so it's all lowercase. And you type it out, the full words, community center. And that should give you access to their Wi-Fi. The hotel, if you're staying at the hotel, if you haven't been there already, it's, if you're driving, you go down this road, right turn out of the lot. As soon as you get to the light, another right turn and into the shopping center. At the back of it is the hotel. If you're up to a walk, you can walk there too. If you go out on the patio, go to the back of the building, there's a ramp that goes down to the back, and you'll see a wooden bridge over a water flow area that takes you to the hotel parking lot. So that is another method of getting there. Make sure I covered everything. Those are the things I think that are important right at the moment. If you have any other questions about the facility or anything, you can ask me about it later. And if I don't know it, which I most likely won't, I'll find out. With that, I would like to use one other hymn. Hymn number 129. One I didn't list for you, Ruth. I found a friend, oh, such a friend. He loved me ere I knew him. He drew me not apart from love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still closely twined those ties which love can sever. For I am his friend, he is mine. A friend, he gave his life to save me, and not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. Not that I have my own, my fault, I hold it for the giver. My heart, my strength, my life, my all, are his. I've also asked Brother Bob Brandt if he would read the morning resolve for us today.
My morning resolve, my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116, 12 to 14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Brother Brent Hislop is our first speaker today, and he's chosen hymn number 312A to open up his discourse.